Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment here on Lakes Radio. This is Katie Johnson, and joining me as my guest today is Professor Diane Treat Jacobson with the University of Minnesota's School of Nursing. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Well, I welcome you to Fergus Falls and to Apple a Day to talk about a really exciting partnership that has developed over the past several months in relation to peripheral artery disease. And I'd like you to tell me a little bit about how this partnership got started and why.
So this started as a partnership between the University of Minnesota and Fergus Falls and Lake Region Medical Center and the public health department, mm-hmm. to raise awareness for this disease called peripheral artery disease, or PAD, which is a really prevalent and yet underdiagnosed and undertreated disease that causes significant disability. It is strongly related to the risk of having heart attack, stroke, early death, and even the risk of amputation or gangrene. So we're working in this community to raise awareness of this problem, and to help facilitate the treatment, help people live well, longer, better, and more independently in their communities. And so that's the impetus for this project.
And you mentioned that it was funded by a grant whose specific purpose was to do just that.
That's right. The Margaret A. Cargill Foundation is really dedicated to helping older adults live independently in their homes, in their communities, particularly in rural Minnesota. So we felt that this was a perfect place to begin our partnership.
And this partnership started in May, from what I understand, but Lake Region Healthcare was actually involved with you at the point of when the grant was being written. Is that right?
That's right. They agreed to be our lead community and help us develop the grant. So that we could really talk about developing a true partnership where we work together to see what this looks like in the Fergus Falls community, so that it has a better chance of working and doing well for the community.
And then the intent is for it to spread to other communities.
That's right. We've recently added Morris as one of our new communities, and we will add up to 3 additional communities over the next 3 years of the grant.
So let's talk a little bit more about PAD specifically, what the disease is and why it happens, and then we can maybe progress into what we're going to try and do about it.
So PAD is a disease that's similar to coronary artery disease, which many people are familiar with, the disease that blocks the arteries in the heart. But this peripheral artery disease is the blockage of the arteries that feed the legs. And so while most people are comfortable when they're at rest, as soon as you start walking, the muscles of your legs need more oxygen. And the blockages prevent that oxygen from getting to the muscles. And so the muscles sort of cry out, ow, I don't have enough oxygen, it hurts. Mm-hmm. So the longer somebody walks, the pain or cramping, fatigue that happens in their legs, often the calves, but it can be the thighs or the buttocks, it gradually increases and increases and increases and gets worse until you have to stop. And as soon as you stop, the muscles don't need that oxygen as much, the pain subsides very rapidly, and then you can go again, but then the pain will build. So as you can imagine, this causes a great amount of disability, but many people don't know that this is the problem that they're having, and so they don't complain about it. Mm-hmm. They don't tell their physician that they're having this problem, and then that leads to the risk of progression and further disability and then late problems that can really be severe.
Yeah, so I imagine a lot of people think that's just one more thing as I'm aging. I'm going to have this leg pain and I'm just going to have to live with it.
That's right. It's unfortunate, but many people think that leg pain is a normal sign of aging, and it's not. So if people have pain in their legs that comes on when they walk and goes away when they rest, they should talk to their provider about that and have a test done. There's a very simple test that can be done to diagnose this disease. It's something called an ankle brachial index, or ABI. And all that means is that it's a blood pressure test where we measure the blood pressure in the arm compared to the blood pressure in the ankle. And if the blood pressure in the ankle is lower than the arm, sort of like if you have a clog in a pipe, the pressure below the clog is lower, then that means you have PAD. And that's the kind of test that we're going to be performing for free at our screening that's going to be happening in November.
That's right. So coming up on November 14th, one of the things we really wanted to do was get the word out to people about kind of the first event around this partnership that is designed to both promote awareness and also screen people who might be at risk to find out if they have PAD. So tell me a little bit more about the event and what will happen there.
We're going to be at the Westridge Mall on November 14th, and that's going to be in conjunction with the Holiday Craft Fair. We're going to have a room there where we have several stations available for screening. We'll have nurses there who are trained to do the ABI. We're going to ask you about your risk factors, and those people who are most at risk would be people who either currently or have a history of smoking, have diabetes, have high blood pressure, or abnormal cholesterol levels. And those people who are also having pain in their legs can come and sign up to have this ABI screening done. It takes about 15 minutes or so. And then we can also provide educational materials about the disease, information if people, particularly if people turn out to have it, we will then counsel them about what that means and maybe the next steps that they should take.
And when you talk about next steps, that's been part of the development of this process as well, not only getting the screening started, the education, giving the tools to the providers and nurses here to identify the disease, but then also to start that treatment plan, the rehab, so to speak.
That's right. So exercise, supervised exercise, is one of the hallmarks, the best therapies for people with this symptom called claudication. And when you have supervised exercise for a period of time, say about 12 weeks, people can walk farther with less pain. And sometimes it avoids people needing to have a procedure, which can be difficult or expensive. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it could even enhance the results of a procedure. So what we're going to be doing is paying the cost of what this rehab therapy would cost in the cardiac rehab here at Lake Region. And so we're going to be maybe facilitating people being able to get this therapy when they haven't been able to before. And we're also putting some processes in place within the hospital and clinic to make the providers aware that this therapy exists and that we're going to be helping to pay for that and putting some systems in place to make a referral possible and easy.
I think it's just great how this really spans the whole spectrum from early awareness, diagnosis, and treatment, and also includes other partners, Ottertail County Public Health, for example, being a partner in this as well. So it's really a true community partnership.
Absolutely, and we have plans to get the home care nurses involved, other people that are caring for people in the community, maybe not necessarily in the clinic site, but really watch this grow throughout the community and make it work for everyone as much as we can.
So you said it's a 3-year grant. You know, 3 years from now, what would be your ideal scenario as a result of this being as successful as it could possibly have been?
I guess to be successful, we would have awareness raised in the community. People would understand this disease and the importance of it. People who were at risk would be getting screened, diagnosed early. Their risk factors would be treated, which would decrease their risk of heart attack and stroke or progression of disease. And people will be exercising to help alleviate the symptoms of this disease, whether it's in a supervised setting or in their communities or at the rec center or YMCA. And that not only that, this will be a model community for the care of these patients, and the communities around will want to know, how did you do that and how can we do that, so that we can continue to spread this and it will grow throughout the state.
Well, that is really exciting. I'm looking forward to watching the progress over time, and hopefully we can come back and check in and talk about how things are going as it progresses. Let's remind people one more time about the event that's coming up, where and when they should come to the screening if they want to learn more about PAD or think they might be at risk for it.
So again, this is at the Westridge Mall on Saturday, November 14th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And there are ways also, if you know that you would like to come and you'd like to register early, there's some contact information that you can call us at 844-236-6211, or you can email us at padumn@umn.edu.
And you can get all of that information on Lake Region Healthcare's website as well, lrhc.org. Just click on the education and events, and the leg screening event is one of our featured events on that page. So we invite you to check that out. Make sure you let your friends and family who might benefit from that know as well. Diane Treat Jacobson, professor at the University of Minnesota School of Nursing, my guest today on Apple a Day. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Diane Treat Jacobson and Katie Johnson here on Apple a Day today, both reminding you that there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.